The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a bone to pick with
Let's
you.
Talk basketball. I got a bone to pick with Bonte.
Do you think Debo had a bone to pick with Jake Moody?
Well, what happened there? Before we go to the lines, here's Debo Samuel on what happened with Moody
and Tabor Pepper,
the long snapper.
No, man. Normally, I don't even get like that, but just like frustrated in the heat of battle, you know, really close game. And, you know, I kind of got out of character a little bit, but, you know, I'll talk to Moody and, you know, we'll get past it.
And that's also that he had a final chance to make a game-winning field goal afterwards.
What about it?
How nice was it that he had that chance?
Well, I think he had a little dog in him, you know, a little motivation to go out there and make the field goal. When I was talking to him at first, like, I wasn't saying nothing like crazy to him. I was just, you know, kind of frustrated in the time, but, you know, he went out there and won the game, of course, and, you know, he wasn't bothered by it, so, you know, we moved past it.
So that's Debo's version of the story. Here is Tabor Pepper, the longtime long snapper of the service.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go 49ers.
You know, he was telling them to lock in, and we know what our job is, and we got us. You know, it's hard being a specialist. Sometimes it's feast or famine, and as a young, developing specialist like Jake is, the best, like, mental exercise you can have. I mean, I don't know how much better it gets than missing three straight and having to step up and hit a almost 50-yard game winner. So I'm super proud of Jake.
So that's Tabor Pepper, and I got so many thoughts on that soundbite alone. He said, it's not easy being a specialist. Well, some may say you don't have to practice or hand or do anything during practice. You're just snapping, snapping, snapping. Now, it's not an easy job. I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo on kicking field goals from 50 and 55 and punting and snapping.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm
not going to say that.
Sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm not going to say it's easy, and it is feast or famine. But the casual fan sees that, hey, you don't practice much. You're basically chilling. You play about seven snaps a game. We expect you to do your job at a high level.
Like, let's also acknowledge, it wasn't one missed field goal.
It was three.
It wasn't two. It was three.
It was three.
I mean, Bonte, three. I mean, it's like, again, I'm a believer in creative tension, right? In any work, especially the high pressure, high paid jobs, like it's okay. Like, things do happen in the heat of quote unquote professional sports, and you know, stuff happens. Is it a great look? No, right? Do I think Debo's the worst teammate of all time? No, but Yeah, of course. Ideally, I wouldn't want my, you know, high paid wide receiver going after my kicker, but also kicker, make a kick. Like, I kind of get it. Like, make a play. Like, come on, dog.
Debo's
make a
like, play. Lock in.
Like,
lock
I kind of see both sides of this. Now, do I think Debo said lock in? No, I don't think he said lock in.
Make a freaking kick, you think he said? I
mean, something of that effect. And if you are a Niner fan, you are thinking the same thing. All right. Now, but this is where, like, winning is the great deodorant. And now, what do you do moving forward? It's one thing if two guys have a scuffle, okay? Right. Like, can the team just move on? Can Debo move on? Can they find a way to amicably move on? Like, that's really all that matters.
And Shanahan said after the game.
That's really all that matters.
Shanahan said after the game, I expect them to get this going. They'll be fine. Here's what Shanahan said about the scuffle, actually.
I don't have much of a take because I didn't see any of it, so I just got told about it, but probably an obvious one. Guys frustrated, and something probably happened, and, you know, brothers scuffle a little bit. I didn't see any of it, so I don't know how bad it was, but something I'm not too worried about. We'll fix it. If it hasn't been fixed already, we'll fix it on the plane, and we'll go back to loving each other tomorrow.
Now, I don't believe the fact that he hadn't seen it before he went to the presser. Maybe he hadn't. Maybe he hadn't.
Who knows? But I will say this.
But he did say that they're going to fix it on him. But at least the plane ride? By the time they landed in San Jose last night, it was fixed. It was bygones be bygones. Sure. We won a game.
Yeah, I'm sure on that one. Now from Jake Moody's standpoint, if you've ever played sports and, like, you're making mistakes, baseball, you're making errors or you're grooving pitches or whatever it is, and basketball, you're just missing shots. You can't defend someone. And someone comes over and they're like, come on, man, make a play or whatever. It's like, you don't think I'm trying to make a play? You think I'm actively trying to miss? Like, but sometimes you do need to be waking up that way. And trust me, we've all had that teammate that lets you know when you're struggling. So I just think this is what happened. Like, again, it's not ideal. It's not a great look. But to think that this doesn't happen in the heat of battle, that's naive.
Yep.
I think it's naive.
No doubt. It could be the Dallas Cowboys, where CeeDee Lamb is talking about how the Cowboys need to put up curtains in the stadium. And Jerry Jones, this is funny. Jerry Jones after the game is like, we do know where the damn sun's going to be at our old stadium. Then he goes, why not put up, somebody asked him, why not put up curtains? He goes, well, let's just tear the damn stadium down and build another one. You kidding me?
But you know, it's funny though. It is funny. Whether it's Levi's, whether it's Dallas Stadium, how do you spend billions of dollars to build a stadium and not think of the basics?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe we should cover our sidelines from getting blasted with scorching hot Santa Clara heat during the September and October months. I don't know, maybe we shouldn't have glare as our wide receiver is coming across the end zone.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
A simple pass, like, how are you spending billions on this and you don't think about these things?
Well, Lib said, they asked him, would he be a favor of curtains? He goes, yes, 1,000%. Will he bring it up to Jerry Jones? He goes, I mean, y'all are doing my job right now. So,
Jerry Jones, a loser, bro.
Anyway, that's what's going on with that. Let me see. There was something else I saw. Oh, 925, Bonte, can you snap or kick it? Can you snap or kick it? Give that hat to Joe. It's too small for that big head. So that's the 925 trying to make a joke. Now, quietly, Shasky, my second year playing Pop Warner, junior mids at San Francisco Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Greg Isom, Coach Paul Berger, I hope you guys are doing well out there. I was a long snapper. I snapped out punts. I snapped out field goals.
Oh.
It was a very tough job. A lot of ducks, a lot of quacks, a lot of wobbles. Snapping a shotgun. Not easy. I was a center, yes. They couldn't find a spot for me. I was like, oh, this kid's nice. He comes to practice every day. Let him be the center for the team. And I was a center my second year of Pop Warner football. So, no, I kind of know how hard it is to snap a football, especially on punts and field goals. It's not an easy job.
After Moody missed the third one, I got a video from Michelle's side of the family, my niece, hitting a 35-yard field goal right here at SI. Obviously, no
Megan,
one running
yeah,
at her.
Yeah,
Megan splitting the uprights, and she's like, I should try out for the 49ers kicking job.
Yeah, good luck with that, Megan. Good luck with that. Rocky and Vallejo. Speaking of kicking, Rocky and Vallejo wants to talk about Jake Moody. What's up?
What's up, man? What's up? Okay, so here's my take on Jake Moody. When they first drafted him, they said, hey, this guy has a big leg. You guys remember last year, obviously the kickoff rules were different. This guy could hardly get touchbacks last year. Obviously the rules changed this year, so he can get it to the point where we get some touchbacks now, but now he's missing field goals. This guy is a third-round draft pick. He missed the extra point in the Super Bowl. He missed that field goal against Cleveland. Obviously, he missed the kick against the Rams. Missed three kicks yesterday. You know what? This guy is basically, for a third-round pick, he's a bust. He's a bum. The other two kickers.
Wait, Rocky, real quick. I'll let you cook. Did you feel like that in the Super Bowl when he made the 250-plus yarders?
Did I feel like that? Yeah, because he still missed an extra point. You know, if he makes that extra point, it's a whole different ballgame.
But he made the 50-plus yard field goals, right? He's only missed four field goals this year, three yesterday. It's actually not bad.
Yeah, 50, Bonta, you know this better than me. 50 is the 40 from the 90s. You're supposed to make a 50 now in this day and age.
I hear you.
These kickers are. Look at the Chiefs kicker. I forget the guy's name, but man, that guy is a beast. Yeah, we drafted this guy in the third round, dude. Okay.
Harrison Buckner. Yeah, no, I hear you. So you want to cut him, Rocky, and Rocky's got. He just wants to cut Moody. Well, anybody want to cut Moody? Because it's not going to happen. You know, you can want what you want to. You want to try out. This guy's got a good leg. He's got a good leg. He's got a strong, powerful leg when it comes to field goals. First game back. This, what do you have? Swollen ankle, high ankle sprain because your covers team can't tackle anybody.
So, let me defend this position. First drive, you have an opportunity for a 57-yard field goal. If he's got a big, strong leg and he's back and he's healthy, why are you not executing that field goal attempt there?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I don't think a 57-yarder is some gimme. I don't even know what
the percentage
is.
Well, maybe his leg, they saw on pregame warm-up, said he was kicking and maybe said, okay, today his distance is going to be, we're going to cap it off at 52. Okay. Maybe that's what it was. I have no idea.
I hear you, but like 85-degree weather in Tampa, ball's going to sail a little, it's going to go.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know. That's a bad sign.
Well, no, I mean, it's 57. It's early. It's first kick. You don't want his first kick coming back a month from now, and he all of a sudden misses a 57-yarder. Then what are we saying? Get rid of this bum. It's a 57-yard kick.
I mean, if you draft a guy in the third round, okay, well, I would expect him to be able to attempt a 57-yarder on the first drive of the game. After 2 weeks off, it's a bye week. I'm coming in, and I'm talking about the team as a whole. Like, I don't know. That's just
was he 100%?
Position.
We don't know if he was 100%.
Why is he suiting up?
But I don't know. Why is Christian McCaffrey suiting up? Why is Debo set up?
The MVP, you
know
what I'm saying?
I get it, but Moody's your kicker. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make decisions here, roster decisions. We don't know which way the wind was blowing, going that direction in the first quarter for the 49ers. We don't know. I would have. Did Baldy watch him in pregame warmups? How was his pregame warmup? Because that's what I want to know. Because they watch these kickers in pregame warmup and they kick from the 40 to 50, wherever it is. And maybe, just maybe, they looked at his pregame warmup saying, okay, today he's capping off at about 52, 53, 54. I have no idea. I have no idea what went through pregame warmup, but they have a hell of a lot more intel than I do. So I'm going to trust their judgment on that 57-yarder to elect not to kick it. But they elected to kick for the 50-yarder when it was 4th and 6 in the fourth quarter. I thought to myself, just go for it. Just go for it. You know what I'm saying?
But I think what the point of the caller was is twofold. Number one, like, if you have a kicker that you don't trust from 57 out, like, that
well,
is an
I think
issue.
They trust him. I just don't know the circumstances of the field. Raymond James Stadium. We don't know which way the wind was blowing. We don't know whether or not he was making it for 57 out there like that.
You're not in Soldier Field with 30-degree weather.
Yeah, but we don't know. I don't know what the temperatures were out there.
You've also invested a third-round draft pick into him, a fourth-round draft pick into Jake Moody, a fourth-round draft pick into Jacob Cowan, who did have a nice return. You've spent money in free agency on George Odom. The bigger issue to me is that special teams, although you've actually invested in it, has been a complete nightmare this year.
I just don't know if Jake Moody was making them for 55-yard out in pregame warmups. What if he missed all of them? And Shanahan saw that saying, okay, he's not making them for 55 today, then we're not going to kick him for 55
But if that's your algorithm, then on 3rd and 7 leading up to that 4th-down-7 play, I would try to get 3 or 4 yards knowing I'm kind of going for it.
I agree with that. But that's where Shanahan, and we haven't had the Shanahan conversation. That wasn't a great Shanahan game.
What'd you think of the first half?
I thought the first half was an absolute joke.
I thought Purdy was high and late on a lot of throws. He was great in the second half.
No, I thought Shanahan, if Purdy was not crisp in the first half, but Shanahan was off his rocker. The clock management again. I don't. It's the same damn thing from Super Bowl 54. I'm immune to it. I don't even get outraged over clock management because you know it's happening. At some point, you know it's just a blunder's going to happen when it comes to the clock management. It just always does with this guy. I don't get it.
I did notice some wrinkles that they threw in this week, in the first half specifically. They did this thing that Miami does where Ricky Pearsall would go in motion, and then I call it the Hines Ward where he shuffle, right? Like you look like you're going to block, and then he runs the quick out. They did that over and over again with Ricky Pearsall, and I was like, whoa, that's something I haven't seen them do before. Mm-hmm. They also went back to doing the, you know, shuffle from the backfield behind the quarterback CMC. They were doing that more and more again just to try to get, I guess, a running start off the line for CMC. I don't know. I saw some wrinkles that were new. In the first half, I saw predictable runs from, you know, first and goal from the 10 or, you know, first and 10 from the 11 or whatever. They keep running the ball on that first down, and it's like you got to throw it into the end zone.
10 points in that first half, and they should have been up at least 10. It should have been up at least 13, in my opinion. Let's go to...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.